This podcast is produced and managed by Kangaroo Fern Media Lab, Australia's independent video and podcast company. We do the podcasting hard bits so you don't have to. We make podcasts easy. Book a call at www.kangaroofern.com. www.kangaroofern.com.
All right. Good evening, good day, wherever you are. This is AD Year of Love, Growth, and Freedom, the podcast that believes in love, acknowledges growth, and encourages freedom. So hi, guys. We've been talking about ghosting the past few days, and we tried to understand how ghosting is mostly a part of the ghoster's problem rather than the haunty or the haunted. When you talk about ghosting right now, we talk about it as like a new phenomenon, but it has been happening from years on end, but we only had a word, a term for it now because it's been so prevalent. You know, we have in social media, it's easily so done with other people, with online dating and all that. It's easy to just cut your ties and ghost some person just because you don't have the emotional responsibility or accountability that comes along with it, since you guys have no circles connecting with each other. That is the difference of actually organically meeting someone in places where you've got mutual friends and etc. and etc. So right now, the reason why it's easier for people to ghost, because it's also easier for other people to connect now, even if they don't really have connections in the real world or the physical world, as we say that. So this episode, we'll be talking about how to cope up with ghosting because, guys, ghosting has been a difficult situation to get out of. There's a lot of self-doubt, self-worth that you question whenever this happens to you. And you always come down to blame yourself, like it's all of your problems and that people don't really like you. We always come down to that conclusion. So a lot of the struggles about ghosting is how to actually cope up and deal with it, how to feel the necessary emotions and regroup after this devastating phenomenon. So let me tell you a story. I'm not one who hasn't been ghosted, okay? I've been ghosted multiple times. I've been ghosted so many times. And let me tell you all the stories I've had about this. Or not all. One of the most notable ghosting moments I've had. So this was 2019. I was trying to date. And then I met this guy from a dating app. Instead of doing something crazy or instead of hooking up, we had breakfast together. We had breakfast together before work. So that was wholesome, right? That was nice. And then a few days later, we still went out on a second date, a third date, and we went on and on. And until one weekend, this person just completely vanished. Unfollowed me, unfriended me, unmatched me. So there was no way that I could communicate to this guy, even by text, because I couldn't reach him with his phone and all that. And the feeling that came across me was so bad. I was so consumed by the whole thing because I thought that I was the one who had the problem. Because I thought I couldn't match up or live up to the person's expectation of who I am. And I felt so, so devastated. I was thinking about days on end. I've been telling my friends, why would he do this to me? How could anyone do this to anyone? To just ghost someone out of the blue without even telling them. And all the questions that came in my head was, why? What did I do? Am I wrong for this person? Or did I say something that this person doesn't really like? And then he just cut me off. Did I deserve to be cut off like that? And I felt so small. And I felt like I didn't even want to start talking to anybody else. That I had to grieve a part of myself that felt so stupid and so ashamed that it happened to me. And it's so upsetting because I didn't know how to deal with it then. That was the first time that I actually was ghosted. Like literally ghosted. It's not the type of thing where you both just lost interest with each other. It's more of this person was really, oh, I like him. He was really good. He was really nice. I really liked him a lot, genuinely. And then he left me without a trace, without a clue, without a word. And the hit on my ego was so bad that there were so many different nights where I had to compensate for that feeling with somehow making kalat or going around hooking up with other people or making out with other people just to fill in the ego or the bruised ego. That was bad. Those were the days where I kind of felt like I don't even know how to deal with those kinds of feelings. So, yeah. So, let's talk about that. So, the thing that we talk about on how to deal with ghosting, the first thing that I learned along the way was, again, it's not about me. So, I had to go do my own research. I had to watch different movies. So I'm a person, when I get heartbroken, I watch multiple heartbreaking movies. Like I watch A Little Bit of Heaven, Starting Over Again. I watch movies that really magnifies my heartbrokenness. That thing called Tadhana. I mean, I want to wallow in my emotions and really just feel how broken I am. But then, okay, so the thing that I've learned about it, it's not more about me than him. You know, that person ghosted me because that person wasn't ready for someone like me. That's the idea that I had to put in my head, that I kept trying, I kept learning that I should stop putting it all on me. You know, the relationship that we had, the one that we talked about, it's not a relationship, but the relationship that was trying to be built over there was between both of us. And between both of us, we had this mutual idea, supposedly, or trust, that each and the other person will also be honest with their feelings and emotions and all that. I was naive to believe that. But along the way, when I realized and when I looked about the idea of ghosting, I was told, oh, by multiple articles, by multiple ideas and videos and all that, to how to get over ghosting, is that stop blaming yourself. You know, it's a two-way street. You had that relationship with that person. You were trying to build a relationship with that person. Now, in that relationship, there is supposedly a pact, an agreement that you are both to be honest about your feelings. Either way, even if you're not together, the truth and transparency of any relationship, there has to be trust. Basic foundation is trust. Even between friends, even between any platonic relationship you have, there has to be trust. Now, you trusted that person to be honest with you. Now, you have to think, a lot of people, in general, have things to deal with on their own. Even if they're not in a relationship, a lot of people act on their own accord, act because of their emotions, act because of their situations in the head, act and decide because of what they're feeling. And sometimes, even what they're feeling is not about us. So that's why I was told, and I rewired my brain, that whenever someone starts ghosting me or ghosts me, it's not entirely about me. Maybe a part of me was something that that person didn't like, but that doesn't define who I am. That single part of me is not the definition of my worth. That single part of me isn't the only thing that's great about me or bad about me. I am a multifaceted person. Now, if this person can't handle me for me and can't accept and say the truth, I think that person doesn't deserve me as well. So stop blaming yourself. You know, ghosting often leads us to blame ourselves. The question you always ask yourself whenever you get ghosted is, what did I do wrong? What did I say wrong? Did I do something that could get this person to feel upset with me? I mean, we always do that. We always blame ourselves. And sometimes it leaves us this question of open-endedness and think that maybe if you could have done it another way. But the truth is, even if you've done different things, even if you were someone different, even if you were great and perfect for that person, if that person has unresolved trauma, and if that person did not see themselves with you, there's nothing that you could have done to prevent him or her from ghosting you. That's the truth. So stop blaming yourself, because most of the time, the reason that people ghost is that they have unresolved issues within themselves. They cannot bring themselves to be honest with their feelings, to be real, to be connecting with you at a genuine level. Or some of them are afraid. Some of them are scared to be in a relationship, to be with you. And we don't deserve someone who falls scared to be with us, or at least be honest with how they felt. Because at the end of the day, if you start talking to someone you're interested in, I'm sure you have pure intentions of wanting this person or getting to know this person at least, right? I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but that's how I do it. If I'm going to be with you and I'm going to talk to you, if I'm going to want to be with you, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to want to know you and all of who you are. Now, with this, you have to reflect and remember. So stop blaming yourself, right? And now let's dig deeper in that idea. Reflect and remember, it may have to do more about them than it is you. That is a constant reminder that I will tell everybody that gets ghosted, is that people who ghost have issues and problems that doesn't resolve or that doesn't revolve around us. It doesn't even matter that we're in the equation. Sometimes these people who go into these kinds of relationships and just leave out abruptly is most of the time they didn't even know that they were getting themselves into. They didn't even know that they're putting themselves in this form of idea and everything. So, you know what I mean? Right? Okay. So, it's not your fault that the person can't handle the relationship maturely give you the truth properly and nice. So, sometimes it's a communication fault. It's a communication idea of what it is to become, you know, real and honest with the relationships. They didn't leave because of you, okay? Remember this. They left without a word because they can't deal with it. I keep going around and around in that idea, but most of the time, these people have internal issues that they can't deal with, or they don't really know how to confront their feelings, and now they can't even confront people. Not everyone knows how to confront their emotions, and not everyone knows how to communicate it out to other people. So just saying, that's how it works all the time. Second tip, you know, how to cope up. Face the reality. Oh, wow. How do you face the reality of being ghosted? It's easy to say, but hard to do. Because when we're ghosted, our minds are always clouded with judgment. Our minds are always finding the wrong thing that needs to be fixed, because that's how survival works. That's how our mind works. Our mind is trying to keep us to survive, to cope up with this pain. And as humans, we always deserve an explanation, or we think we deserve an explanation. Just like Tony Gonzaga said, is that I deserve an acceptable reason, an explanation for all the things why you did this to me. But sometimes the truth in life, you don't get the whys. You understand it, maybe after the end of whatever, you get the whys, or you resolve it on your own. You find your own resolve and own meaning to situations like these where people can't say goodbye to you. Because, again, life is too fragile. You don't even know who's going to live the next day, who's going to die, who's going to whatever. And sometimes they don't get to say goodbye to the people they love. And I think for us to survive not only this ghosting, you have to face the reality that it does happen. That unresolved issues and traumas and goodbyes without anything happens in real life and whatever it is. So how do we face the reality of these things? Being ghosted brings about shame and unearths all the trauma of past rejections. It makes us feel unseen, unheard, and even unworthy of love itself. That's why it's important for us to face the music and see it for what it is. How do we see it for what it is? We have to start laying down the things that truly happened. Instead of ruminating or thinking about the bad things, the things that could have been, that you could have done, and the what ifs, start focusing on what really happened. Zone in on, okay, this is what happened. I talked to this person. This person talked to me for a while. He stopped talking to me for a day. And then I sent a message. And then he still didn't talk to me. And then next time I see, I've been blocked, unfriended, and everything. That is the truth. The person left. And what else did you do? He can go back to everything that you put there. There's nothing. You've just been yourself. You tried to be funny. You tried to be cute. You tried to think about, well, maybe I'll not send the first good morning today, or maybe I'll send a good night tonight because I sent the good morning today. Whatever that is, there are things like that, right? But you have to look at it the way it is. You don't have to magnify the bad things that you feel that you've done, because that's your brain tricking you to think that it's your fault. That's why that person left. But again, when you look at that reality, Now you have to start with self-compassion. A lot of it kasi makes us feel ashamed that this happened to us, makes us feel like a fool, makes us feel like, oh my gosh, we're not worthy of this kind of love. I don't want to show my face. I don't even want to tell it to other friends of mine because it's so embarrassing to even tell someone that I've been ghosted. That a person decided that I'm not worthy of their love, not even worthy of an explanation why they left. That's the initial feeling that comes with it, at least for me. But you have to start with self-compassion. After facing the reality of what happened, start with self-compassion. Be kinder to yourself. While this feels like it's all on you, remember it takes two to tango. It's much as their fault than it is yours. You can't hold on to something that doesn't want to be held. You can't force someone to look at you, choose you, and pick you if they don't want to, right? So it's in the hands of both of you. And you did your part. And that's the reality. You held out your hand. The person did not get your hand and just left, even without an explanation. So that's the truth. But be compassionate to yourself. Because the idea here that you have to think about, I'd like to think that this is best, right? The person who loved more is somehow the winner of the battle. Because it means that you're capable of so much love, even in the risk of so much danger and pain and all. That's my belief. That if you've loved harder, if you've loved more, I think there's no room for regret. There's no room for you to think that you didn't do your best. So if you held out your hand and that person didn't want it, that's on them. That's not on you. You did your part. Now it's time for us to recenter and ask also the question that were important. Are they also right for us? Because a lot of the times that we talk to people and be engaged with them in a relationship, the talking stage and all that, is that we think we like them or the idea of them. Because whenever we go into a talking stage with someone, I'm sure a lot of us try to think about the compatibilities of the future. How are we going to make it stronger? How are we going to introduce them to our friends? We go far beyond that, right? We go far beyond the idea of the talking stage. But most of the time, we don't see that maybe this person isn't the right one for us. Because we're so clouded with the judgment and the idea of them and who they are. So one thing about that is an idea that you have to think that maybe I'm in love with the idea of them rather than them. So recenter and think, were they someone that you really deserve and want also? Not just the idea of them. Recenter that. And question it. Are they also a good match with your energy? With them ghosting, goes to show that they don't really deserve to be a part of your life. Because we don't want to have people in our lives that don't know how to, you know, don't know how to be honest with their feelings. Of course, when we're in a relationship, we want our partner to be as honest as they can with us. And we want our partner to be feeling safe with us, to tell us how they feel about us. Right? Okay. Now, at this moment, you can also grieve and feel the pain. Allow yourself to go through the experience. You're not supposed to force it. You're not supposed to leave it be. Or you're not supposed to just, you know, ask it to be over. Go on. Feel the experience. The only way over it is to go through it. You have to know and feel and understand the things that you have to feel in this situation. And if that's one of those things that you have, then you're going to be fine. You are going to have a good time understanding this. It may be hard. It may be painful. But at the end of the road where you try to experience this, you come out stronger. You come out better. You understand now you're worth more because you've recentered yourself. You allowed yourself to feel compassion and love for yourself. Because trust me, when you're in the talking stage, when you go talk to people and you feel like, you know, when you feel like everything that they do is right and you feel like you want to deserve their love, no, stop that. Stop begging for love. Stop thinking that the next person to like you or talk to you will be the one obligated to fulfill your needs and everything. That's not the way it works. Let's stop that mindset that one person is going to make us feel everything at the same time and that they're going to be our lifeline forever. No. That's why we have other relationships. That's why we have people in our own orbit. Because not one person cannot fulfill our emotional needs. And we shouldn't expect someone to do that also. And we shouldn't desire that all the time from just one person. Because if we do, we always fall into the trap that if this person doesn't see me worthy of their love, I'm worthless. Right? That's why it's a constant battle to actually love yourself all the time or have self-compassion when it comes to these situations. Because you always think that they are trying to get ahead of you and you always feel na nilalamangan tayo ng mga tao, that people are trying to get ahead of us. So yeah. And the last thing that I'm going to share to you guys on how to cope up with ghosting is choose yourself and build yourself up. Build the resilience to come and battle these kinds of feelings and emotions. You know, when people are asking me how to not fall easily, paano ba hindi maging marupok, and all that, it's a lot of practice. It takes a lot of practice because it takes a lot of choosing yourself and building the resilience to fight the urge. Because for me, honestly, it's so easy to fall for the trap of saying, I want someone to love me. I want someone to need me. To choose me without asking them. That's beautiful. I mean, I love it. I'd love that too. But if there's no one to choose me now or whenever it comes, at least I get to choose me too. You know what I mean? I just want to build the idea. I don't want to be hyper-independent. That's also a trauma response. But we'll discuss into that next time. But I mean, I want to be with someone who also chooses me. And I'm not going to force myself or beg myself to ask someone from that. So while I wait and while I shape myself to become the best person or favorite version of myself to meet the person that I want to be with the rest of my life too, I'm going to choose myself. I'm going to build myself up too. I'm going to make myself the most interesting person I could ever meet or even fathom so that when people meet me, they find me interesting too. And I find them interesting too. Everyone is interesting in their own way. You know what I mean? And it's so nice to see someone trying to build themselves up, resiliency and everything, and love themselves and choose themselves all the time because you see that there's so much passion that they put into the things that they enjoy doing. It's not easy moving forward from an open-ended ending, but what you have to do is to move forward, is to continue to caring or to continue to care for yourself. Invest in the things that you love. Become a person so far away from the past heartbroken self that you don't recognize that person anymore. Start choosing yourself. Start doing things that you like for you without thinking of any other person, if they'd like it or not, or if they want to be with you or not. Just choose. Choose the things that you love. Enjoy the passions that you love. And instead of asking, what could I do to make people like me more or to get people to be attracted to me, is think of what makes my soul happy. What makes my heart smile whenever I do things? What activities do I love? What passions make me feel fully me? In every moment that you try to do that, you become a person farther and farther from that person that was broken. You become someone who is choosing to grow, even if it's hard, but you just choose to. Start investing on the people you love also and yourself. Start reframing these things that you have to have a romantic love to be even complete. No, you have people around you that loves you. You have people around you that supports you. You have people around you that chooses to be in your life. Let's not waste those people who choose us too. Let us choose them. Because a lot of us are so, so engrossed or so into the idea of finding the one that we lose the grip on the relationships that we have right now. Because we always want to look for the next big thing, the next one, or the possible one to be the one for us. And that we forget that there are people around us. And trust me when I say, if you focus on the relationships that you have right now, one day it would lead you to a person that would understand you more. Instead of searching from every piece of rocks and unturned stones and whatever, you get to find someone that actually has a connection with you. because you have been putting yourself out there. That's one way to actually organically meet people. But since it's the pandemic, I know it's hard. But join new things, join seminars, join classes, whatever, where you get to meet new people even online. And then you get to develop new friends and whatever. And I think one of my biggest advice, whenever you try to talk to someone and you like them or whatever, don't expect anything. Zero expectations, literally. Just enjoy their company. Don't think too much far off ahead. Just think about the situation that you have right now. Are you enjoying or talking to while talking to this person? Don't think about the future too much. Just say, oh, maybe. And then if it lasts a few more months, maybe that's where you wonder and worry about it. But from the start, in the beginning, just leave room enough to grow and don't put pressure on it. Now, reframe your mind about how you think of the ghoster. This is one thing. When you try to build yourself up and when you try to choose yourself, reframe about how you think about the ghoster, right? They are the ones who violated the contract of maturity that in turn tells you that they weren't right for you either. Reframe that. When you choose yourself, stop thinking about the things that you could have done and also stop blaming yourself. Again, back to that point, stop blaming yourself. Stop thinking that the ghoster made you unworthy, because if that ghoster really just, that ghost really just didn't want you and couldn't tell you up front, that's on them, okay? That's really on them. It's not on you. Find your resolve, get back on track by focusing on self-care and compassion. And one of my favorite parts is build a healthier lifestyle and increase mindfulness to be able to create an atmosphere of accepting things for what they are. When you focus on you, you attract the same people who practice the same values as you do. Okay, that's the last point of it all, right? When you try to develop mindfulness as well, you get to understand the patterns that people really go to. You know, it's a matter of thinking. When you become mindful of what is for you, what isn't, and how people patterns and psychological behaviors are there, if you're mindful of those, you'd realize that there are people who are really close to ghosting you already. There, you'd realize that there are people who have different intentions. Practice your intuition, practice your mindfulness in a sense where try to note it down, try to question things. Don't just go with the flow and don't just follow your emotions so quickly. Think about it. Just have a moment also. When I know what it feels like somebody, you think that you love them, but it's more of infatuation. You think that you want to be with them, but most of the time, it's the idea that you want to be with them. Because there are so many times that happened to me, that I thought they were the one I wanted, or that I loved them, but turns out I just liked them. I just had a crush on them. I just had whatever on them. It wasn't love. It was more of I desired them. So those are the things. To be mindful is to question yourself with every action and every turn that you do. Not just letting it happen all the time, but building up. Don't force yourself to learn this all at once. These take time. I just gave you the tips on doing it when you cope up with ghosting, but these take time. When you get ghosted once, you might be ghosted again. You'll be ghosted on the third time. I got ghosted again. But yeah, you know what? I bounced off of it after a week because I know I have my own protocols when it comes to that. Because I know the general truths about ghosting. Because I know about this. And now I'm sharing it to you. And I hope that it helps because, oh gosh, ghosts are everywhere. But with all this, I hope that I get to help you, you know? But with all that, I'll see you again on my next episode where we talk about more on ghosting and ghost stories. Maybe I could tell you more about how I dealt with it personally and whatever. I'll think about it. I still am on the brink of thinking about what I want to talk about on the next episode. But it definitely will be for ghosting again. So I love you. I love you guys. This is AD here of Love, Growth, and Freedom with Adrian Duarte. And don't forget that this podcast is powered by Gorilla Podcast Syndicate. And you can follow me on my socials, FreshFM Adrian on TikTok, on Instagram, and on Twitter. So sending you some love, lovies. Stay safe. Be good. Have a great day. I love you, and I'll see you again next time.
We are Independent Podcast Network. We are Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate. Would you like to hear your brand while supporting quality podcasts? Contact us now at advertise@guerrillapodcastsyndicate.com.